This morning on WCHL, a fallen tree has a major portion of Martin Luther King Boulevard shut down after taking out power lines. The UNC system responds with acceptance to the passage of North Carolina's budget for this fiscal year, but K-12 supporters aren't as happy. Just after two cases of rabies took the total to 17 in Orange County this year, another one is right on its heels.
The residents killed the fox because the fox had latched on to the dog in their yard and would not release the dog.
And UNC doctors may have connected treatment to 1 in 10 cancer patients.
In some tissues, there's more than one type of cell that can give rise to cancers.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Week 5 of the grid takes us to East Chapel Hill High School with his third different head coach in as many seasons. And
NCAA socialism will turn out to work better than the autonomy that passed this week.
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
707, 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. High today in the middle 80s. Actually, nice weather today. We'll have a 50-50 chance of rain coming tonight. And tomorrow and Sunday, a 100% chance of rain. Saturday night, and Sunday, with the highs both days only in the 70s. So a dramatic change in the weather on the way. Chapel Hill police responded to Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard at about 10 o'clock last night when a tree fell, taking down power lines across one of Chapel Hill's major thoroughfares. Officers promptly closed all lanes in both directions of Martin Luther King Boulevard to vehicular traffic between Kritz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. You can't go there heading in either direction. It is totally shut down in that stretch there on Martin Luther King. As of 5:45 a.m. this morning, the Chapel Hill Police Department Watch Commander WWCHL utility crews estimate the reopening of the roadway to happen sometime between 8 and 9 this morning. Power was knocked out in the immediate area at the time the lines fell, according to Chapel Hill Police, but as of 6 o'clock this morning, Duke Energy was reporting no outages in the area. If you happen to be in that particular area and you have a power outage, that's probably the reason why, but we're not aware of any. Again, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard this morning, you can't go in either direction between Chris Drive and Piney Mountain Road. That's a pretty big stretch there of MLK Jr. Boulevard. So please go another way. That's going to cause some massive traffic problems this morning because that is one of our main thoroughfares. UNC System President Tom Ross praised the North Carolina General Assembly for its attention to higher education with the signing of the 2014-15 budget signed into law on Thursday morning by Governor Pat McCrory. The reception wasn't as rosy, however, on the pre-K through 12 level. President Ross released a statement shortly after the passage, reading in part, "There's a lot of to appreciate in this budget, including the first new investment by the North Carolina General Assembly for parts of our Strategic Directions Initiative and the support of the new Teacher Support Program. The new Teacher Support Program's goal is to cater to each young educator's individual needs in order to make sure they're on the path to success. Despite an average of 7% increase to teachers' salaries in primary education, there are still some concerns among educators. Longevity pay, the bonus once awarded to teachers with more than 10 years of experience in the classroom, is no longer guaranteed. Instead, the new plan caps teacher salaries at $50,000 for those with more than 25 years in the classroom and rolls longevity pay into the base salaries. This has some long-term teachers estimating their raises closer to 2 to 4%, while starting teachers will get a 7% boost, and those with half a decade of experience could see as much as an 18% increase. Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill, who represents Orange and Durham counties, told WCHL on Wednesday after the announcement of Budget Director Art Pope's resignation, he's also concerned about future budget decisions because there's now an $800,000 to $1 billion deficit that'll have to be accounted for during the 2015-16 budget talks. Governor Pat McCrory says he's working to ensure administrators' salaries at all North Carolina charter schools are disclosed. McCrory said yesterday he signed a charter school bill into law that makes clear charter schools must disclose teacher and employee salaries, just like traditional public schools. Critics of the bill were worried it wouldn't apply to administrators hired by for-profit companies that manage charter schools, thus receiving taxpayer dollars. McCrory said he's told the State Board of Education to make sure contracts with the private groups to run charter schools allow for collecting personnel and salary information. The governor signed this bill and 15 others left on his desk by General Assembly members last week before they went home for a while. He is yet to act on one bill. 38 children on average have died from being left in hot cars in the past 14 years in the United States. But none has shocked our nation more than the death of a 22-month-old in Marietta, Georgia recently. Justin Ross Harris awaits trial for charges, including first-degree murder, and could face anywhere between 30 years in prison and the death penalty. Lisa Mayhew is the child death investigator and trainer for the North Carolina Medical Examiner and State Child Fatality Prevention Team. She says all the attention this case has garnered presents prime opportunities to inform people of the dangers of leaving children in their vehicles on a hot day.
It's a similar situation to, like, the safe surrender law. Whenever we have an incident of an abandoned baby or an infant that comes in, then it stems a little bit more press towards that particular topic.
Now, the safe surrender law, in case you're wondering, says an overwhelmed parent can give a baby up to 7 days old to an adult and walk away, no questions asked. North Carolina has averaged just one hyperthermic death among children per year in the past 4 years. Three happened in 2008, two in 2006. However, the topic was brought closer to home on Tuesday of this week when news of a one-month-old's death came, and that happened in Statesville. The parents, Sherry Tisha Clay and Shaquie Daquan Robinson, both 29 years old, were arrested and charged with involuntary manslaughter and felony child abuse. The child died after being left in the car for 2 hours. A petition addressed to President Barack Obama was started on July 14th, titled Prevent Child Heat Stroke Deaths in Vehicles. The petition asked for increased funding for research and funding for new technologies. Mayhew says before any new technologies are created to help combat this problem, there are safety tips that can help this issue without needing a fancy gadget.
There's a phrase, look before you lock. So getting people in the habit of checking their back seat, putting your purse or your keys, or more importantly, your cell phone in the back seat.
And she says that last one could be mutually beneficial.
Then you can kind of get people away from using their cell phones in the front seat.
She says you can also have a system in place that would essentially check behind you if you don't follow your normal routine.
If your child does not show up for daycare at a certain time or at a predetermined time each morning, then there is a policy in place that daycares would automatically phone both parents.
As of yesterday, about 9,300 people had signed the petition to President Barack Obama. The signature total needs to reach 100,000 by August 13th, 5 days away, to be seen by the president. We have another health concern here in Orange County, and it's getting more and more serious every day. In addition to the two cases released yesterday, Orange County Animal Services has received another positive rabies test result of the year, bringing up the total number of confirmed case rabies incidents in the county to 18. The director of Orange County Animal Services, Bob Morato, told WCHL what happened in the latest confirmed case that took place on Tuesday of this week.
It involved a fox that was impounded after being killed by some residents in the southern part of the county, Carrboro. The residents killed the fox because the fox had latched on to the dog in their yard and would not release the dog. And so to free the dog from the fox, the folks used some implements to separate the fox and the dog, resulting in the death of the fox.
The Orange County Health Department contacted the dog's owners to check for risk of human exposure to rabies. The dog involved in the case was currently vaccinated against rabies and will get a booster shot in accordance with rabies laws in North Carolina.
I think what I would emphasize is not only the importance of pet vaccination and then if there is an exposure boostering, but I think we want to remind people how important it is to have their pets supervised at all time when they're outside in order to try and avert situations in which their pets may either pursue a wild animal or a wild animal may approach their pet.
Next Thursday from 3 until 5 p.m., the Orange County Animal Services Center will host another low-cost rabies vaccination clinic. The center is located at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. There will be a $10 cost for rabies vaccinations and microchips also available for $25. If your pet is not vaccinated, this is a good opportunity to take care of that. For more information, please call Orange County Animal Services, or you can find a link in this story on our website at chapelboro.com. The Chapel Hill Fire Department says thanks. We will tell you why, and we'll also have other stories coming up in just a moment on WCHL. It's 7:16. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Carolina Football.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Right now, we do have that closure on MLK northbound and southbound between Critz and Piney Mountain. That is a closure due to an earlier tree that fell, causing the power lines to cross MLK and has really caused a problem for the morning commute. So give yourself some extra time. Find that alternate route wherever you might be going so you can get to where you're going on time this morning. 15501 northbound, still seeing some delays between Estes Drive and I-40. Southbound on 15501 Barrett Road and I-40. Raleigh Road also eastbound, seeing some delays, minor to moderate, between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, so be on the lookout there too. Those delays that I'm mentioning, other than MLK, just minor to moderate and patchy as well. You might see them mostly around, let's say, traffic lights or interchanges, things like that. But the closure on MLK, the road is closed in both directions, will be closed until estimated between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. So we will keep you apprised of that situation as best we can on Twitter, on Facebook, through social media, and here on the air for you as well. So please let us lead you the right direction here this morning so you can have as pleasant a Friday as you can.
Pretty serious problem this morning, MLK, one of our major roads.
And, right.
That's a pretty serious deal with traffic being blocked off in both directions.
I will say I'm glad it's not because of an accident or anything like that, that this is, you know, one of the most harmless ways that it could have happened. Really nobody without any power right now either, so that's good news. Hey, Ron, I know you mentioned it earlier. We've got this great deal on our website, chapelboro.com.
Absolutely.
$230 value for just $100. I'm going to tell you at 7:40 when we talk about the website, I'm going to tell you how you make it one step better.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to talk about that right now.
Excellent.
So, stay tuned, and Rand will tell you how you can get there really quickly and make it very simple for you.
Excellent.
This traffic report brought to you by Carolina Football. The Tar Heels kick off the season August 30th at 6 p.m. Countdown today, 22 days away from the season opener. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price by a Carolina Football family pack, 4 tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina Football Family Pack. And you might want to wait a few minutes because Rand says he has a simpler way you can get there. Some kind of way. I don't even know what he's talking about, but it's a great deal. I can tell you that much. If you're a Carolina football fan, this is a great way to experience Tar Heel football. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. It is 65 degrees right now, partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight we're looking at cloudy skies, 50-50 chance of showers with a low tonight around 67 or 68. Tomorrow is when it gets interesting. Tomorrow, a 100% chance of rain, showers and thunderstorms. High tomorrow, middle 70s. How about that? Tomorrow night, our low around 68, but still near 100% chance of rain. And then on Sunday, close to a 100% chance of rain with a high only in the low 70s.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
7:20 at WCHL. The Chapel Hill Fire Department has completed its training with the control burns of 3 old houses along 15501 South between Arlen Park Drive and Market Street, now making way for the new Southern Village Hotel. Public Information Officer of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Lisa Edwards, says that the burns were a big success and that everyone involved, most importantly, stayed safe.
The burns went very, very well. First and foremost, they were safe. We didn't have any injuries of firefighters or any personnel that were on scene.
Edwards says it's been 10 years since the department has had an opportunity like that, and that being able to obtain the permits to practice it on houses outside of their limited training areas offered invaluable training for our firefighters.
The biggest thing was it gave us that practical application of trying different firefighting techniques based on what they were dealing with as they entered the scene, whether they could assess smoke patterns, flame patterns. Sometimes we'd go in there and just knock it down just a little bit so it could come back up so they have another opportunity to fight it before they put it out. That was just invaluable.
In addition to thanking the citizens of Chapel Hill for being patient about the fires and the lane closures that occurred during those burns, Edwards also wanted to reach out and thank local services that cooperated in conjunction with the live burn training.
I wanted to thank Orange County Emergency Management and South Orange Rescue for having staff there each day to take our vital signs and make sure hydration was given, and to Brian Properties for making the homes available for us to burn.
The Chapel Hill Fire Department has uploaded a point-of-view cam video of one of the control burns, and you can watch it by following a link on our website at chapelboro.com. A new government report says North Carolina's consumers started coming back to the stores, notched one of the country's highest jumps in spending in 2012 after the recession blues. The figures come from a new report by the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis released yesterday, showing that North Carolina tied for the sixth highest rise in year-over-year consumer spending in 2012. Wells Fargo Securities senior economist Mark Vittner in Charlotte says the state's economy really gained momentum in the second half of 2013 and the early part of this year. He says consumer spending increases haven't forced businesses to increase hiring because people shop differently than they used to. He says shopping clubs and online retailers need fewer workers. And there's a very important genome study coming out of UNC. We'll have that story coming for you at the bottom of the hour with Danny Hooley on WCHL. Time now for championship sports, and let's start with high school football. We continue our weekly preseason high school football series with a check-in at East Chapel Hill High School. Wildcats struggled last season. That's nothing new. They were 3-8. Now a new era begins, again, for Wildcat football. Head coach Mike Holderman begins his attempt to rebuild the program. WCHL's Matt Oakes had a chance to chat with Colt Holderman and has the story.
For the newly installed Wildcat coach, the opportunity to move down south and be near his family was a no-brainer.
Brother and his family live in Raleigh. My sister and her family live in Durham, and my mom lives in Morrisville. You know, my wife and I have always kind of had a plan to head down south when this opened up. It was kind of a perfect opportunity.
Coach Holderman is wasting no time shaking things up at East Chapel Hill. He's not easing his way in. He says it may be too late to completely change the culture, but he will be transforming the offensive and defensive schemes.
We are completely, you know, changing the systems offensively, defensively. So it has been getting these guys to buy into the way we're going to do things. Really late in the, you know, in the overall picture of the grand scheme of things to kind of change the culture of the overall program. So right now it's just really working on our offensive, defensive systems.
Thankfully for Coach Holderman, he says the kids have been very receptive to his new coaching philosophy. As far as the makeup of his 2014 squad, the Wildcat leader identifies plenty of promising athletes, but the experience level isn't where he'd like it to be. Still, Coach Holderman says the future looks bright for his new team.
Skill-wise, we have a lot of great skill kids, very young, but the skill guys we have they're very talented, and if we kind of, you know, keep them in the program and have them continue to progress throughout their years, they're going to be really good football players.
Fans should look for East Chapel Hill's offense to be filled with exciting plays this fall. Coach Holderman says unlike previous Wildcat teams, he'll be heavily incorporating a tight end into his wing type and spread up-tempo offense.
Offensively, we'll be more of a hybrid wing T type of set. We'll be in double wings pretty much exclusively until we get to our spread sets, which we will do a whole bunch of as well. You know, we're going to have a tight end, you know, 9 out of 10 times. I know that's something different, completely different than East Chapel has done in a long time. So we'll have a tight end and double wing and a single back. We'll motion almost every play and try to do a whole bunch of misdirection stuff and utilize the speed that we have.
But Coach Holderman is under no illusions. He's not expecting everything to click from day one. He says the season ahead will serve as a learning tool for his players.
We are really behind the eight ball with these guys, you know, just to kind of keep them focused on what we're doing. We're going to be learning all season long. I mean, there's not going to be a point where we could say, okay, yeah, we got the whole playbook in. We're going to continue to get better at the things that we're putting in and try to continue to evolve the offense and defense.
The 4A Pac-6 Conference is sure to provide a stern test to a program in transition. Perennial powerhouses Riverside and Hillside pack a tough one-two punch. Not surprisingly, Coach Holderman says he projects a tough road ahead for his Wildcats.
We got Hillside right there. there, and everybody knows all about Hillside. We won a title a couple of years ago, and they got a lot of great football players, and, you know, I haven't been able to do too much homework on those guys, but, you know, just kind of following North Carolina football, you always hear about Hillside. I know Riverside had a phenomenal year last year, and Northern Durham was right there in the mix as well, so our hands are going to be full.
With tempered expectations and talented youth and skill positions under a fresh, eager head coach, the Wildcats will enter the fall with nothing to lose and everything to gain. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
By the way, in case you're wondering about high school football here on WCHL, we'll crank it up soon. High school football, the game of the week on Friday nights right here on WCHL with one of our area high school teams playing and perhaps two of them, and that will be exciting. So we'll have that for you as always. Coach Ron Rivera says he's not sure if quarterback Cam Newton will play in the Carolina Panthers preseason opener tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Newton didn't participate in team drills during practice yesterday. Rivera says he'll likely make a decision after Newton meets with the trainer today. Newton had surgery on his left ankle back in March. He had been participating in all the drills before he was limited on Wednesday and Thursday. UNC men's soccer hosts the Carolina Railhawks in an exhibition men's soccer match on Monday night, 7 o'clock, at Fetzer Field in the UNC campus. This match will serve as a fundraiser for the Kirk Urso Memorial Fund. Admission is free. Donations will be collected to support the former Tar Heel captain who passed away suddenly at the age of 22 of a form of heart disease known as ARVC back on August 5th, 2 years ago. The Kirk Urso Memorial Fund provides a platform to develop and support youth heart health research and programming to honor the memory of Kirk Urso. A 2012 graduate of Carolina, Urso led the Tar Heels to four consecutive NCAA Men's College Cup appearances and captained the 2011 club to the national title. He was selected by the Columbus Crew in the first round, number 10 overall, of the 2012 supplemental draft and appeared in six games, five starts, with one assist. Urso was admired for his unwavering work ethic and steadfast character, not only on the field, but also off the field. For more on the story, you can read it on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning. It is 728, and I'm Rod Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
NCA socialism will turn out to work better than the autonomy that passed this week. This is our Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. So now the so-called power conferences, the ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, and SEC, can make their own rules without bolting from the NCAA and totally destroying college athletics as we know it. But those rules will be under heavy debate among the Power Five before they are enacted in 2015. At least with the current rules, every school is on a more level playing field than they will even be among the Power Five conferences. For example, schools will be able to pay athletes a stipend beyond what an athletic scholarship means now, room, board, books, and tuition. That stipend will be anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 per scholarship athlete. But the cost of living in Los Angeles for UCLA and Southern Cal is different from here with Duke and Carolina, and for more rural places like Manhattan, Kansas. No matter what dollar figure they land on for the stipend, the dollars will go further in one college town than another, and that could affect recruiting. At UNC, there are maybe 600 scholarship athletes. 600 times $5,000 per athlete is $3 million. That Carolina doesn't have right now. We are looking for new revenue streams, not additional expense lines. So where will that stipend money come from? More fundraising or cutting some of the 28 varsity sports? Schools like Texas and Ohio State that already have the biggest athletic budgets will lobby for the max in all of these new rules, which include giving athletes more health and injury insurance and paying the expenses of the athletes' parents to travel to postseason games. No sweat for Texas and Ohio State. Some sweat for most of the other schools. Where it all settles, the end result will be a much wider chasm between the haves and have-nots, even among the Power Five. Future schedules won't include opponents like Liberty, which is probably a good thing, because season ticket holders are entitled to see quality opponents every Saturday, and strength of schedule will be a factor in determining the four-team playoff participants. But while the current system has its flaws, fosters some cheating, and often pushes athletes out early to turn pro, at least it is equal across the board. What's coming will mean the rich may get richer, and the schools that can't keep up will not. This is our Chansky. See ya.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Oasis at Carmel. It's 50% off, $20 worth of food and drink available today for only $10. Picture the perfect, intimate, and relaxed gathering spot. Oasis is the place. Located in downtown Carrboro inside Carmel Mall, it operates as a coffee house, tea room, wine bar, and cafe during the day. At night, the space is transformed into an environment of entertainment, connections, and inspiration. It's 50% off from Oasis at Carmel. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
And today's weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And the weather today is going to be kind of nice. Partly sunny with a high of about 85. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers and the low around 68. Tomorrow is when it really changes. Tomorrow, close to a 100% chance of rain. Showers, maybe thunderstorms. High today in the middle 70s. Or high tomorrow, I should say. Tomorrow night, low in the upper 60s, but close to a 100% chance of rain. Same goes for Sunday. 100% chance of rain. Just about a sure thing with a high in the low 70s. The weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carrboro community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Thousands of people, among them women and children, are caught on Sinjar Mountain in northern Iraq. Militants who want them to convert to Islam have them cornered, so President Obama acted.
At the request of the Iraqi government, we've begun operations to help save Iraqi civilians stranded on the mountain.
National security correspondent David Martin with details of the airdrop in northern Iraq.
The Pentagon says the 72 bundles of supplies dropped to an estimated 15,000 stranded members of a religious sect known as the Yazidis contained 8,000 prepackaged meals and 5,300 gallons of fresh drinking water.
And the president says with U.S. diplomats and advisors based in Erbil.
To stop the advance on Erbil, I've directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys should they move toward the city.
But Mr. Obama said there will be no U.S. troops deployed on the ground to fight in Iraq. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
68 degrees in Chapel Hill, 734 at WCHL. Some real problems this morning with traffic because of one of our main thoroughfares being shut down for a stretch between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road on Martin Luther King Boulevard. You can't go either way. That is because last night at about 10 o'clock, Chapel Hill police had to respond because a tree fell down, taking down some power lines there across Chapel Hill's major thoroughfare. Officers promptly closed all the lanes in both directions to vehicular traffic between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. That's a pretty good stretch. As of 5:45 this morning, the Chapel Hill Police Department watch commander told WCHL that utility crews are estimated the reopening of the roadway to happen sometime between 8 and 9 this morning. Power was knocked out in the immediate area last night. At the time, the lines fell, according to Chapel Hill Police. But as of this morning, Duke Energy is not reporting any outages in that area. But again, there's a real traffic problem there because that's one of our major streets. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard is shut down between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. This morning, if you're traveling on MLK, if that's part of your regular routine, then you need to go a different way today. UNC System President Tom Ross praised the North Carolina General Assembly for its attention to higher education with the signing of the 2014-15 budget signed into law yesterday by the governor. The reception wasn't as rosy on the pre-K through 12 level, however. President Ross released a statement shortly after the passage, reading, quoting here, "There's a lot to appreciate in this budget, including the first new investment by the General Assembly for parts of our Strategic Directions Initiative and the support of the new Teacher Support Program. The new Teacher Support Program's goal is to cater to each young educator's individual needs in order to make sure they're on the path to success." Now, despite an average of 7% increase to teacher salaries in primary education, there are still some concerns among educators, and rightly so. Longevity pay, the bonus once awarded to teachers with more than 10 years of experience, is no longer guaranteed. Instead, the new plan caps teacher salaries at $50,000 for those with more than 25 years in the classroom and rolls longevity pay into the base salaries. This has some long-term teachers estimating their raises at closer to 2 to 4% instead of that 7% that everybody keeps talking about, while starting teachers will get a 7% boost, and those with half a decade of experience could see as much as an 18% increase. Representative Greg Meyer of Chapel Hill, who represents Orange and Durham counties, told WCHL on Wednesday, after the announcement of Budget Director Art Pope's resignation, he's also concerned about future budget decisions because there's now at least $800,000, maybe as high as a $1 billion deficit that'll have to be accounted for during the 2015-16 budget talks. Meanwhile, Governor Pat McCrory says he's working to ensure administrators' salaries at all North Carolina charter schools are disclosed. McCrory said yesterday he signed a charter school bill into law that makes clear charter schools have to disclose teacher and employee salaries just like traditional public schools. Critics of the bill were worried it wouldn't apply to administrators hired by for-profit companies that manage charter schools, thus receiving taxpayer dollars. McCrory said he's told the State Board of Education to make sure that contracts with the private groups to run charter schools allow for collecting personnel and salary information. The governor signed this bill and 15 others left on his desk by General Assembly members last week before they went home for a while. He has yet to act on one bill. Recently published findings from a cancer study led by researchers at the UNC Limeburger Comprehensive Cancer Center could lead to new methods of diagnosing and treating 1 in 10 cancers. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the story.
What we see in this particular analysis now looking at 12 different cancer types is that the one subtype that we call the basal-like breast cancer is more like squamous cancers of the head and neck and lung and ovarian cancers than it is to the other breast cancers.
That's Dr. Kathleen Hoadley, a research assistant professor in genetics at UNC, giving just one example of how nearly 7 years of study for the Cancer Genome Atlas has caused researchers to rethink the diagnoses and treatments of some cancers. That knowledge could lead to some changes in drug treatments. Hoadley is the lead author of a research paper about the findings, published in the August 7th online journal Cell. Since 2006, research has identified cancer as many types and subtypes of diseases rather than just one. But up until now, disease types have been identified by the tissues where they originated, for example, the brain or the lungs, and so on. However, studies for the Cancer Genome Atlas have led scientists to conclude that cancers are more likely to be genetically similar based on the cell where the cancer originated, not the tissue.
In some cases, the type of cell is one in one with the type of tissue, but in other cases, in some tissues, there's more than one type of cell that can give rise to cancers.
Hoadley said that's important to know, especially if different cells in the same tissue produce tumors differently. She added that there are a couple of ways that scientists should move forward with this new knowledge about cancer cells.
Is probably not going to necessarily change treatment, in the next year or something, but we'll start to look at trials. We'll go back at clinical trials that we have data for and look to see if we had reclassified those samples based on this knowledge that we now have based on looking at the cell of origin and not necessarily the tissue. Would that have changed the outcomes?
The next step, she said, is to move beyond the 12 different tumor types that have been studied already and to study more than 20 different tumor types in the near future. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 7:40 at WCHL. We have 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up all the time here. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Rand Northam about what's happening at our website, which is always a very busy place, at chapelboro.com. That's right after this.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine is open and ready to treat your acute injuries. You'll be cared for by the same physicians and staff that work with UNC and the Chapel Hill Carrboro High School teams. UNC Family Medicine treats everything from casting to ultrasounds to x-rays, as well as provides surgical consults and concussion evaluations. The Saturday Morning Sports Clinic at UNC Family Medicine. Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
All right, Fred Black has today's commentary. You know, Fred says that some people are complaining about those big blue recycling carts.
But there's been a lot of talk about that.
The reality is that, you know, there's some people who would complain about anything. You know, as far as those big
blue recycling carts
are concerned, I was years ago, I was pushing my mother-in-law's big green recycling cart in Raleigh.
Oh, I'm glad you said
to the street.
Green recycling cart. I thought I was pushing my mother-in-law, ..
Well, got it. My mother-in-law is no longer with us, but I mean, right. I'm talking about, it was a long time ago.
Right, right.
I was doing this in Raleigh. I mean, so it's about time we got them.
Yeah.
And I love them because, you know, it makes it easier for me, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, you put wheels on things and people just don't like that convenience.
Yeah, well, at any rate, Fred Black, in case you're wondering why we brought that up, Fred Black is going to talk about that in today's commentary.
I look forward to it.
That's coming up. But right now, I want to follow up on what you talked about earlier. We talked about this great bargain for the opener for Carolina football. How can you make it easier?
Well, Ron, it's a family four-pack.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't have to be a family member.
No.
So what you need to do
is
you go to three of your closest friends and you go, guys, I've got an amazing deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
You give me $33.
Yeah.
And we're going to head to the Carolina football game. $33 tickets.
Yeah.
Will get you prime seating at UNC and Liberty. My friends, you have just gone to a football game for a dollar. Plus, don't tell them about the concessions.
Yeah, you keep all
you
that
yourself. You get $20 of concessions and $10 for souvenirs. Boy, you just made out a rich man. $33, you tell your friends.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, hey.
That's it. That's how you do it.
Feel free to follow up on that.
But you should go to our website, chapelboro.com, and click on that link so you can get that family four-pack because it is a heck of a deal. $230 value for just $100 to see the kickoff of the UNC football season, UNC and Liberty.
Regular prices for those tickets, $50.
That's right.
All right, so you get four of those.
Yep.
That's $200 right there.
Right there.
And then you get a $20 voucher for concessions and a $10 voucher for some kind of souvenirs.
Exactly.
So we're talking about a $230 value for $100. You can be there, season opener. It'll be at night, 6 o'clock kickoff.
Yep.
And trust me, it's going to be exciting because, you know, they got the video board. They got all kinds of special events happening, and it'll be a lot of fun. Everybody's going to be fired up for the season opener.
It's not going to be football under the stars to kick it off, to start the game, by the end of the game, it's going to be late. Oh, man.
Exactly.
There's not much better than football under the stars.
I love those.
You know,
and Saturday night, you know, in Chapel Hill, I mean, that's a heck of a bargain. It really is.
That's right.
They want to fill the stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, please go out there and do it.
I'm sorry to say I'll be home resting, recovering from the wisdom teeth surgery, but I will certainly be watching it on TV.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, what else is happening at chapelbro.com?
Well, of course, we're going to keep you updated on the downed power lines that have closed the MLK. That's between Critz and Piney Mountain. MLK northbound and southbound closed down right now. So be on the lookout for that. We will continue to update you on that this morning. The expected time of return for MLK is between 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock this morning. So we'll let you know as soon as that road is open again. We want to know the best place for barbecue. We will be wrapping up the summer when we announce our shortlist winner, but barbecue, you think summertime, and we want to know what the best place to enjoy barbecue in Chapel Hill is. That's our shortlist submission for the month of August. And the Save the Colonial Inn Lawn Party is our most recent photo gallery. Susan Murray made it out to Hillsborough just a couple nights ago to check out those that event and take some wonderful photos. And you can find those on our website, chapelborough.com. Ron, my heart is going out to Hawaii right now.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people thinking about this, you know, you often go, oh, man, you got sunburn from Hawaii. I'm so sorry, you know, middle of the winter or something. But right now, they really are going through some terrible things. Not only has one tropical storm now gone through the Big Island, and it is going through the Big Island, but another hurricane bearing down on it. And just yesterday, an earthquake hit Hawaii as well. Mm. So, just lots going on there, and really got to think about those people because, I mean, it's not as easy as driving down the road once, you know, the event is over and picking up a can of food or, you know, they are stuck with what they have until, you know, people can get to them. So
we know all about that.
Yeah.
With, you know, weather problems.
That's right.
Even in North Carolina.
Sure.
You know? So, hey, listen, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Go to our website, check out all that stuff Rand's talking about, chapelbro.com, right. Now with instantly live streaming on an app for that. From wherever you are in the world, you can listen to what's happening.
You sure can.
747 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Fred Black. There's a new controversy rolling through our community, and it has all of the ingredients needed for a classic battle. People on both sides of the issue have very fixed opinions, and there's some that may not have any opinion. They just haven't revealed it yet, maybe. What's the issue that's rolled into our community? Why, it's the new recycling carts. So what's the problem? Some have said that they're big, ugly things that are hard to maneuver, and they're an ugly blue color. Of course, being who we are, some love their new big blue 95-gallon carts that have been used in other places for years. Those who need help can get it, and I like the idea that the cardboard and more plastic things can be collected in those carts. I believe that the county did its homework and got us a good deal, but I wanted to hear the opinion of someone who does the work. So I asked my very hard-working driver of the truck that services our neighborhood each Friday. He said, "Mr. Black, this is the greatest thing in the world. It's better for my back. We don't have to pick up things that people didn't put in their bins. It handles so much easier, and it makes the collection so much more efficient. That's enough for me." His opinion trumps all of those who don't like the carts. Stay tuned, however. Another issue will come rolling along any minute, unless, of course, we recycle an old one. This is Fred Black.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Because Wendy switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her vacation savings jar wants to pat her on the back. But it can't. It's a vacation savings jar. It doesn't have a palm to pat with. Even if it tried, it'd just spill change everywhere and make a mess. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the extra cash, you'll know your vacation savings jar wants to pat you on the back. But remember, it can't. It's a jar. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Aren't you tired? Tired of worrying whether mom remembered to take her medications? Tired of staring at the phone until you hear that dad made it home safe from the store? Isn't it about time for a change? There's a reason you keep hearing our name. There's a reason friends keep telling you to call us. For over a decade, Home Instead Senior Care has been giving peace of mind to Tar Heel families, providing the support that seniors need to age in place. There is a difference, and that difference is Home Instead. Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
I'm Louise Barnum of Weaver Street Realty. It's time to get back into the woods. Call Weaver Street Realty's land walking team to guide you through, over, and around building lots, farms, and homes with acreage. We'll help you see the roll of the land and smell the sweetness of clean air. Need a perk site? We'll teach you the process. Give us a call and let's go walking. We'll bring the orange vest. Weaver Street Realty, 919-929-5658.
Your Carolina football team kicks off the 2014 season in Keenan Stadium on August 30th at 6 p.m. It's Carolina versus Liberty in the first game of the season. Now's your chance to buy a Carolina football family pack. You can get four tickets to the Liberty game, a $20 voucher for concessions, and $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. It's the best way to get the whole family together to experience the action and cheer for the Tar Heels. Come support Coach Larry Fedora and the Carolina football team in their exciting season opener versus Liberty on August 30th. Buy a football family pack now. Go to chapelboro.com and click on the Carolina football family pack.
I'm now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
Thank you very much, Ron. First, MLK, northbound and southbound between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. Still closed. Down power lines this morning. Actually, late last night, 10 o'clock last night is when they went down, and the road has been closed since. Expected to be closed until between 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. We'll let you know as soon as it is back open. Follow us on Twitter, at WCHL. That's where you can be a WCHL Road Warrior as well. Right now, no Road Warrior updates, but 15501 northbound and southbound between Columbia and I-40. Seeing patchy delays here and there. Minor to moderate delays, if there are any. NC-54 westbound right now, also seeing some delays between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can be a WCHL Road Warrior, as mentioned before, by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 69 degrees, partly sunny, high today about 85. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the low around 68. And then it's going to get really interesting tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms to the tune of 100%. High tomorrow, 75. Tomorrow night, showers. Chance of rain is near 100%, low 68, about like normal. And then on Sunday, another cool day with a high in the low 70s and still close to a 100% chance of rain. Ladies and gentlemen, 100% chance of Wayne Pond this morning. And we do have a celebrity joke teller walking in the door any minute now. So, Wayne, what kind of word do you have for us today, big guy?
Good morning, Big Ron. I got a peach for you here. Actually, I think today is a first. Mm-hmm. We don't have a word of the day. We have a sort of symbol of the day.
Ah, okay.
Are you prepared for this?
Yes, you can talk about Prince.
Remember the old days, as the students say?
Yeah, really.
The olden times. All right, the word or the symbol of the day, if you will, is asterisk.
Oh, okay.
Asterisk, A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K. I think everybody's familiar with that, more or less,
sure.
More than less.
Sure.
A-S-T-E-R-I-S-K, asterisk. This is the character, you know, the little dot that looks like a little star on mm-hmm. the page with the little shining rays coming off of it. Asterisk has that definition, or the definition that it has, which is to say a little star. It comes from a Greek word meaning little star because it looks like one. Does that make sense to you, Ron?
Yeah, sure. It makes perfect sense. Most famous asterisk I can think of is the one that appears Roger Maris, you know, breaking Babe Ruth's home record, run record. Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, that's the one that comes to mind for me.
Well, asterisk, here we go with definitions. The character used in printing or writing as a reference mark. It also indicates letters or words, letters rather than words that have been omitted. And to denote hypothetical or untested theories or statements, arbitrary meanings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a simple little word, but it's got a complicated meaning, and it's got an even more interesting etymology. It comes to us from a Greek word meaning little star.
All right.
So that's what you see when you encounter an asterisk.
Okay, buddy.
All right, you happy with that?
I got it, man. I love it.
You got your word of the day, big guy.
All right.
I'll talk to you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Be a good boy.
That sounds good. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day on WCHL and spell it and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Good morning. It is 7:55. 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. It's Ron Stutz. Time now for the clean joke. And ladies and gentlemen, you never know who's going to pop in from one day to the next. Barbara Jessie Black, one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, is here. Barbara, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And if I got a joke for you.
If your job as executive director of the PTA thrift shops, you're always busy, and you're always doing something in the community, and people know you quite well around town, but they might not know you as a joke teller.
And they're getting ready to find out what kind of joke teller I am. So.
Well, I'm trusting you that it'll okay. be good.
All right.
And it'll be clean.
It'll be clean. That's right.
Okay. All right.
So, it was the day of the big sale. Rumors of the sale and advertising in the local paper were the main reason for the long line that formed in front of the store by 8:30, the store's opening time.
Wow. Was that PTA thrift shop, by the way?
It could have been, yes.
Yeah. Could have been a bag sale.
That's right. Could have been a bag sale. Yep. A small man pushed his way to the front of the line, only to be pushed back amid loud and colorful curses, and that has happened. On the man's second attempt, he was punched square in the jaw and knocked around a bit, and then thrown to the end of the line again.
And that's just a typical day at PTA
exactly.
thrift shops.
Typical day at Restock.
Yeah.
As he got up the second time, he said to the person at the end of the line, "That does it. If they hit me one more time, I won't open the store."
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laurie Graham is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. We have Allison Cullen, a Development and Marketing Director with the Orange County Rape Crisis Center on the line. And Allison, I understand that Laurie recently left. First of all, what does she do there at the Rape Crisis Center?
Lori had been with the center for a couple years. She actually started off as our crisis response coordinator, where she was making sure that folks who called our helpline were getting care from either herself or from our volunteers. And then later she moved into our programs director position, where she was managing our programs and also running our support group program.
I understand that Laurie has decided to take another direction in her life. What's she going to be doing now?
We're sad Laurie recently left us, but we're excited for her because she is going back to school. She'll be at the UNC School of Social Work getting her PhD.
Oh, that is fantastic. What does she like to work with on a regular basis? Tell me a little bit about her personality.
Anyone who meets Laurie right away just immediately thinks about how kind and nice she is. And that's wonderful to work with. Obviously, she's a great person to have in the office. And then it's also really great for our clients. I mean, she's just so compassionate and supportive. And I think she's made a huge difference in the lives of the people who've come through our center and helping them on their healing journey.
Laurie has worked so hard to build relationships and to really help people, as you mentioned. And I know that you hate to lose her, but at the same time, I understand she actually left with a heavy heart.
Yeah, I think she is sad to go. She really enjoyed her time here, but she is very excited to do something new. And we're very happy with where she's left the center. She's made a huge difference here. We actually started off with, she got here, only about 6 support groups a year, and by the time she left, we actually did 20 in the past year. So she's made a really excellent program and left us in a great place.
Well, I always like to say that the Orange County Rape Crisis Center is an organization that it's a shame it even has to exist, but you do wonderful work, and I know that Laurie has been a big part of that for a long time.
Absolutely.
Allison, thanks for spending time with us to tell us about Laurie. And Laurie Graham is today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Don't forget, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard shut down this morning between Critz Drive and Piney Mountain Road. Traffic shut down in both directions there because of down power lines, a down tree. We'll let you know when that changes. It is going to be partly sunny today. Actually, a nice day today. High of 85. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
New U.S. action in Iraq.
Targeted airstrikes and a humanitarian effort.
Tropical storm Izelle
pummeled Hawaii's largest island.
40 years after Nixon.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It's a dramatic new chapter for the United States in Iraq nearly 3 years after American troops left the country. A military response to help tens of thousands of religious refugees stranded on a northern mountain cut off by Sunni militants.
They're without food. They're without water. People are starving. And children are dying of thirst.
President Obama laid out the plan last night to airdrop supplies, and he's taking action to protect some U.S. troops and diplomatic staff in northern Iraq.
To stop the advance on our bill, I've directed our military to take targeted strikes against ISIL terrorist convoys should they move toward the city.
Pentagon correspondent David Martin says U.S. planes have already been in action, delivering some food and water.
What happened last night was quite significant in terms of the American commitment to what happens in the future. But despite last night's airdrop, they'll run short of food and water again. And as long as they remain surrounded by these ISIS fighters, they really can't come off that mountain.
3 days of peace are over in the Mideast. CBS's Cammie McCormick begins our coverage from Tel Aviv.
The violence resumed as soon as the ceasefire expired. Short-range rockets from Gaza began raining down on southern Israel. At first, there was no response from Israel, but its delegation left the Cairo truce talks. Then Israeli airstrikes began. There are casualties already. Almost a quarter of the Palestinians killed in the past month have been children, as we hear from CBS's Clarissa Ward in Gaza City.
At the Shifa Hospital, the pediatric ward is still packed. Brothers Mohammed, Omar, and Musa